first became involved with IDERA doing comms at headquarters at the hotel for the first couple of years. And then one of the longtime Roan comms people wasn't able to make it 1 year, and I got slotted in to go to Roan, which was exciting because that doesn't happen very often, apparently. And since then, I've been doing trail comms at various different places around here. All right. So why am I here today involved with the Iditarod? I guess the opportunity to get out and see more of Alaska. You know, you're just on the road system, you don't get to see everything. And getting out in the villages and experiencing more of what's out here is why I'm involved in the Iditarod. It's a great way to do that. All right. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2 years ago. I was in Elam when we had the Elam 11 who had to go out and come back because of a blizzard. And I was on comms then. We had a search and rescue we had to do with one of the mushers. And then we had to make sure the Elam 11 made it over the pass to make it to the next checkpoint. And that made the news around the world, right at the beginning of the pandemic, too. So I think we were the last sporting event in the world that was going on at that time. So. All right, so what do I know for sure in life is, well, being involved in the Iditarod is being flexible, and whatever comes, just take it and deal with it, and it's all going to work out.